Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
This presence is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Peace is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. These are eternal qualities, not merely the absence of conflict. These are eternal qualities that are real, but they need instrumentality through which to express truth.
From Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, California, a visionary, author, one of the teachers of The Secret.
Everything is energy. Energy is never destroyed, never created, and it becomes exactly what you put your attention on. And there's enough for everyone.
Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith are coming to Atlanta's Hillside International Truth Center with Living from the Overflow, How to Embody a Consciousness of Wealth, Saturday, September 7th.
So we are not here to beg God to come down and give us a miracle. You are the miracle. You're the miracle already. And the present is waiting for you to up-level your filaments, your wattage, so that that which is potential, that is everywhere, can have access so that you can express it.
This soul-filled, thought-provoking workshop will teach you ways to cultivate a spiritual understanding of authentic wealth, how to activate the law of abundance in all areas of your life, how to set your intention and focus your attention, your ticket to transformation. Michael Bernard Beckwith at Hillside, Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are only $42, representing Hillside's 42nd anniversary. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org.
God of my spirit, supreme inspiration.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I walk waiting for my I'm sick and tired of pushing and pulling me under. I'm over the line. I'm so tired of wondering why can't I walk through? Can I stay strong? Oh, I pray to find a way. I'm gonna trust the wind to carry me, fly, born free. Oh, wind, carry me away, away. Wash away my feet, blinding me, fly. I'm born free. Oh, wind, I'm ready, ready.
Feeling carried away right now. I really am. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. They say that life is like, you know, you know, ride a bike. You don't forget how to ride the bike. But I've been away from you a little bit unexpectedly because we are authentic on this show. So this is going to be a really a different kind of show. About my journey, about my rebirth, about some things that have happened that you may or may not know about. But I am grateful to be where I am right now, ushered in by Wind, by Sherry Marie. And I already see that I'm not alone. My baby sister Lori is on the line. And she does not play. I'm so happy that you're with me, Lori. Because this story isn't just my story. It's our family story. But let's get down to where you can find more beautiful work from this beautiful Sherry Marie. She is a love goddess, as I like to say it. And when I hear the song Wind and hear the plea, the sound of her voice, can carry me. Wind, arms open wide, I'm not afraid to be lifted by love. I have more about that, but I want to make sure I let you know where you can find her. SherryMarie.com. Her name is spelled CHERIMARIE.com is where you can find her. And I wanted to start off with Wind on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Because did you know that the heart, the element for the heart chakra is air? Isn't that interesting? So for us to experience agape love, unconditional love, the element is air. It's wind. We all need life to breathe. Or we need air to breathe, to have life. And I've been on a journey about life and death and valleys. And having people walk with me. And then choosing to create an island for myself. But it was in those moments, particularly in the darkness, that I was able to understand some things that I want to share. And I invite you to join me as well. You can call me at 347-426-3346. I am dedicating this show to my father, Douglas Smith, who made his transition. And in his transition, I have been shifted. And I've experienced my own transition, and it's still ongoing. But it's time to join the land of the living and say thank you for my life, for what I've learned in his presence, and what I've learned in his absence. 5 is the number running today. And 5 through tarot comes up as challenges and changes and transitions. And it also shows up as freedom. We'll get more into that. But let me invite you to find out more about my family, the Life Conversations Radio Network. We have some beautiful shows here that lifts you one conversation at a time, is what we like to say. So I'm going to do that. We're going to ease into this. We show up authentically. You know, they say it's like riding a bike when you haven't done something for a while. You just get back on and you start riding. But the truth is, I'm so tender right now. And I'm trusting the process. So I ask you to hold my hand and breathe with me and pray with me as we have a beautiful experience tonight on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. So let me tell you about the show that's coming up. On Monday, we have the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Life Coach Today is the head of Life Conversations Radio Network. And I always thank him for being there with me and for giving me the opportunity to share my message and my thoughts on the air. You can also find him on Mondays, Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. And tomorrow, he is going to have on the beautiful C.A. Brooks for Your Soul's Intention, Astrologically Speaking. And I want you to come a little closer because you got to know this. She's going to be doing a couple of readings. Now, remember, I said a couple of readings. So if you want to get a reading from this psychic advisor, from this astrologer, this powerful, powerful woman, you want to call in early, okay? 12 to 2 p.m., Monday to Wednesday. We've got C.A. Brooks joining Life Coach Today. And Life Coach Today is a really powerful magician in terms of helping people to deal with their life challenges and their situations. He's funny, but his medicine is strong medicine. And whatever you're going through, he will be there for you. No doubt about it. So definitely join him on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. I hang out there too. I do the energy of the day around 1. He always likes to make fun of my voice. And then we have the Play Experience with Ambassa Safair on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? Well, if not, you could take a trip on the playground and get in touch with deeply loving yourself. Then there's Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. You can learn how the unacknowledged truths in your Ancestral Blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Then you have me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. This is the place and a space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards might even come up. And hey, the creator for the black angel cards, it's going to be on the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show at the end of the month. Wow. Yes, I'm make sure I say this right. Is it Sinju Earthlyn Marcelin? It's going to be in the house. You don't want to miss that. And I know Life Coach today has been really working with her cards and using them. Maybe you can ask him to pull your reading next time you call into his show. Yes, I went there, Life Coach today, because I decided I wanted to have some fun. Yeah, do that. He's getting really good with them, too. Yep. So my key, or what my passion is to weave stories using numbers and cards and music, books and movies to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life when you join me on Sunday nights. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, or you can post your questions on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. And to stay up on what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. So I want to check the chat room. I know I saw some guests in there. Guests, if you want to participate in a chat room, you can register on Blog Talk Radio. And you can use a fake name. You don't even have to use your new name or your first name. If you'd like to join me. Yes. Okay. And I see these beautiful people on the phone line. I want to thank them, too. I see you, Carly. Hey, girl. In love and happiness. You're going to make me break out with some Al Green right now. It's beautiful to know that you're not alone. It really is. And I'm going to, before I go any deeper, invite my radio mom to join me. This woman, I'm going to tell you again for you people who don't know this story. I called her one day. I was a newspaper reporter for my elementary school newspaper, and I was listening to her. She was working on an oldies but goodies station, and I was one of those old souls. I still am, even though I'm older. And I loved music from the 50s and the 60s. And I interviewed her. I called her up and asked her for an interview. And that call that I made to a radio station that night, I think it was a Sunday night, too, if I remember. I think it might have been. And I
think it was.
Yes!
And I think it was.
It was a Sunday night. Hi, my name is Celeste Morgan, and I want to interview you for my school newspaper. And here you are.
I think I said, what? And then after that, I probably said, you do? You think that I'm that important? Then I could be interviewed for your school. I don't care what school it is or, you know, what grade it was. It was like, wow, somebody wants to interview me. That's awesome and cool and everything else. So,
tell me something. Tell me something before you make me cry even more than I am, because I'm authentic on the radio. I'm going to say it right, Okatan 13? Or is it Oktan?
It's Otakon.
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 Let the audience know what that is.
Otakon is actually short for Otaku Convention. And believe me, it's so far apart from what you're going through right now and what you do right now that I don't even want to talk about that. I really don't. As I said to our dear Ade, I think that's who answered the phone.
Yes.
It must have been Providence once again that made me call this evening. The reason being that I had I was actually reviewing things from Otakon, all kinds of different pictures and stuff like that, and that was on Facebook. And I said, oh, my gosh, it's Celeste Devon. I saw the reminder. And I said, wow, it's 5 minutes away. So that gives me plenty of time to finish up what I'm doing and get on the phone. And then I heard what you said. And my love, yeah, I guess you're going to cry because both of us are going to cry. As you know, both of my parents have gone on. They're in a happier place. But I want to share with you something that, two things. I'll try to make it brief.
No, we've got all the time, honey. Let's play.
No, I don't want to take up your whole show because other people, I'm sure, want to get in touch with you, too. And, you know, I could do it if I wanted to. we will save that for later. This is for now. There are two things I want to share with you. One is something that someone shared with me when my mom passed away. I had a student, once again. See, I'm very involved with students, and I love students because, as Rodgers and Hammerstein once wrote in a musical, from your students you are taught. And this young lady gave me a card emphasizing how much she was sad that I had lost my mom. And the card said this: life is eternal, and love is immortal. And death is but a horizon. And a horizon is nothing save the limit of our sight. And those beautiful words were written by Rossiter W. Raymond. I don't take any credit for that. I think that had to be one of the most insightful things that I ever heard until. This kind of almost links back to Otakon, because Otakon deals with all things Japanese and anime and animation, and you know how much I love animation. There was a series on, and it's still running actually, called Avatar: The Last Airbender. This is not to be confused with the horrible movie that they made. Please, you know, and not to be confused with Avatar, just the movie called Avatar. It's two separate things. The Nick cartoon had a segment in it where the main character is learning about chakras. Do you know what chakras are?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I figured you did.
I figured you did. And he talked about the love chakra. And the thing about it was that the main character has his people, all of his people except for him, had basically been annihilated. And he was kind of put into a position of remembering that loss. And he basically said, the guru who he was teaching him basically said, the love that your people had for you is not gone. It has taken a new form. It remains in your heart, and it takes a new form into new love. It's a form of energy. I just want you to keep that in mind. I cried both times. When I read the thing about love is eternal, and when I heard that cartoon which spoke to me at that particular point, I just broke down in tears and said, and I thought of my mom, and I thought about how close we were, and that it does form a new energy, and it does reform. The love that you and I share, the love that you share with all the people in your life, and you're certainly allowed to miss them for as long as you need to miss them, which might be forever, and that's okay. Don't let anybody tell you should be over this by now, because people have a tendency to do that. Because they don't want to see you in pain. That's one thing.
Right.
That's the main thing. Keep that in mind. They don't want to see you in pain, but they also can't deal with it on their own level until they have to go through it themselves. So we on this side have to be kind of patient when they say you should be over it by now, but don't listen to them when they say that. You let it take as long as it needs to. Okay? And I love you very much.
I love you too. I really thank you for that. I was thinking through this process of, you know, different cultures, and I was thinking about Jewish culture where, well, in certain parts of it where they sit for 30 days. You know, there's none of the ripping and running. And with peace that I'm dealing with and not dealing with, but growing through, allowing to teach me and learn. I did sit still, and I didn't want to. I wanted to, well, let me get going and everything. And I wanted to do this show tonight because I thought it was important to get back on the air, regardless of whether I was afraid of feeling tender and vulnerable, but to share that experience, to share the grief in a way to help other people. For, you know, those times when people say, oh, you should be over it by now. Or maybe you don't have a right to grieve because were you as close to your father as you were to your mother? There, you know, and I think those things are just, at this point, is irrelevant. The reality is that an energy came onto this earth as my father and helped father me. And regardless of how I responded to it or not, of course I was going to have a reaction. And I didn't need to beat myself up, and I didn't need to feel less than because of it. Now, I handle my grief in different ways, but acknowledging where I am was the most important thing that I learned. And I just love how synchronicity worked, that you just happened to be on the line. I, you know, we call you my radio mom. I appreciate you so much for calling in, and I could already hear it. Okay, so when am I going to see you, dear?
No, I'm going to leave that one alone. It will happen when it'll happen. So we're not going to worry about that, especially not Toy. We connected. I don't have to see you. I feel you. And I know that you feel me. I know it's very real, and it's a touching, it's a bond.
I said those exact words to somebody tonight. You have to repeat it because it must be a divine message. I don't have to see you, feel you.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. We're connected. It's all connected.
We're connected. We're connected.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess you need to get to
all right.
I love you so much. Please give Joe and Stephanie my love.
Will do.
Oh, my goodness. Wow,
okay,
family.
Okay, take care.
Uh-oh, we got to pull her back. She was in mid-thought.
What happened? Bye.
There you go, Mom. What was that?
I said, are we back on?
Yes.
Okay. So all I was going to say was I'll have to tell you what came out of that phone call, the message that you left. I never responded back to it, but I actually had a response. And some other point, we'll talk about that. Okay?
I look forward to it.
Okay. Love you, sweetie. Have a great show.
I love you, too. Thank you, Mom.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, family. Bye-bye. Wow. You know, life is a beautiful thing, and I'm just trusting the unfolding of it. So let me give you a little bit about what this show is about tonight. You know, I invited you guys all here because I want to talk to you about your life as your ministry, you know, and how you live it reveals so much about you. And if there are times you don't know where you're going or what you're doing, there are tools to help you find a clue. Tonight, the number 5 is running. It's the energy of the day. And it is the number of the high priest in tarot. And what I love about this is that a scripture that I adore kept coming through for me. And it's, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, that's in Romans 12:2. Now, you know, if you add 1 plus 2 plus 2, you get 5. When I find locations like that, I automatically connect them with the tarot number that it represents, which is the Hierophant, which is the High Priest, which really allowed me to play with this energy of the day. So it's time to get a better understanding about you and to explore the gift of connecting with the inner teacher in you, which is what the High Priest is really about. He or she is the bridge between heaven and earth, and trying not to conform to other people's rules, but to allow your life and what you're embracing and sometimes resisting, that's a wink to me if you can't see that in the audience. What you're resisting will actually guide you on the path of where you really need to be. So that's our journey tonight. And I'm going to pick up with more when we come back from a break. So don't go anywhere. Well, okay, you can go get something to drink. Okay. But make sure you join me right back here. Thank you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. And to find out more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. To get a sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
This presence is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Peace is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. These are eternal qualities, not merely the absence of conflict. These are eternal qualities that are real, but they need instrumentality through which to express truth.
From Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, California, a visionary, author, one of the teachers of The Secret.
Everything is energy. Energy is never destroyed, never created, and it becomes exactly what you put your attention on. And it's enough for everyone.
Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith are coming to Atlanta's Hillside International Truth Center with Living from the Overflow, How to Embody a Consciousness of Wealth, Saturday, September 7th.
So we are not here to beg God to come down and give us a miracle. You are the miracle. You're the miracle already. And the present is waiting for you to up-level your filaments, your wattage, so that that which is potential, that is everywhere, can have access so that you can express it.
This soul-filled, thought-provoking workshop will teach you ways to cultivate a spiritual understanding of authentic wealth, how to activate the law of abundance in all areas of your life, how to set your intention and focus your attention, your ticket to transformation. Michael Bernard Beckwith at Hillside, Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are only $42, representing Hillside's 42nd anniversary. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org.
God of my spirit, supreme.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Welcome back, family. So I've got my Mother Peace tarot cards in front of me, and I made a promise that I would pull some cards through the week. So I'm going to make sure I honor that. I'll give you a little bit more about what's moving. I think it's on the 20th, we have another full moon in Aquarius. Such a yummy energy, really. The Aquarius sign is connected to the tarot card, the star. And the star is about hope and optimism and unconditional love. I love that card. Okay, I'm a little biased about it. So anyway, the full moon in Aquarius, connected to the star in tarot cards, is that energy is moving, and you are invited to embrace all of humanity, to love your brothers and your sisters, to be the water bearer, which really speaks to being a container, a vessel for love and affection. So that energy is coming. And if there's anything that you need to release, the 20th of August is the time to release it, to invite more love and compassion into your life. I always like to say that it starts with you. What you hear me doing is shuffling my tarot cards right now. My Mother Peace deck are circular. They were the first cards that were circular, and it features predominantly pictures and images of women and goddesses and animals. So I'm really looking forward to pulling three cards to see what will show up in this moment with all this love that I feel around me. So I'm shuffling and I'm pulling, and I'm not looking as I pull, because that would be cheating. So I've got three cards laid out here. Let's see what we have. Wow. Yes? Isn't that something? Okay, I've got a Nine of Swords to the left. Nine of Swords, swords is your mental capacities. It's what you're thinking about. Nine as a number is the end of the cycle. Now, when you see a Nine of Swords, and they will come up in different images on different decks, but mine's pretty scary because it's really about worry, and it's about having nightmares and needing to cut these illusions of monsters in your life. So the first part of the week is about really addressing, confronting your dragons, you know, and whatever that might pop up for you. As a matter of fact, I invite you to take a deep breath and just think and invite yourself to question, so what am I afraid of? What's worrying me? What's bringing concern? What are the challenges that are coming up? Because that dance, that drama, or should I say that fight, is happening in your mind. So we each have a sword. I want you to hold your invisible sword in your hand. And whatever that thing is, I want you to strike it. You know, I'm not talking about a violent, you know, arcade game here. But I'm talking about really saying no, a powerful no, to the things that are keeping you from moving to your next level, that's showing up as nightmares. Because while this card may be scary, there's also a solution in it. You know, this woman is on the bed, she's holding her head, it's night terrors, there's like this serpent-like creature crawling all around her, and then her higher self sits up and says, no. You can't have my mind anymore. You can't have my spirit. And you can't have my soul. Now, once we go through that walk, we find this fierce African woman on the wheel of life. It's the Six of Wands. Wands is fire. It's creativity. It's power. It's passion. The number six is the number of creation. On the sixth day, God created man, so say the sacred sex text. Funny, I said sex, but it's okay, because six also is the snake in medicine cards, and that snake energy also connects us to our sexual power and our sexual prowess. The colors that burst out on this card are red and orange. And orange is your solar plexus, and red is your root chakra. So imagine going through this journey of the Nine of Swords, right? The colors are blue, okay? Blue in the chakras, the throat chakra, you know? So it's that power. It's that energy speaking truth to power. You stand on your will of fire, and you say a sacred yes that you are the leader in your life, that you have control in this moment, and you're going to do the things that you need to do to make it happen in your life. She's so beautiful. I love the Six of Wands. The other piece to her is she's absolutely nude. And nudity in tarot is about unconditional love and acceptance of yourself. So all the masks are gone. And then what do you have? I have a reversed strength card. So there's a key about remembering your power. Because when the strength card is upright, it means you tamed your shadows. There are 13 animals on this card. It features the goddess, it's breed in the way they speak it in Ireland. But as an American, I always say Bridget. Bridget is a goddess who was so well loved that they say that she was made a saint. Because in a lot of old religions, or, you know, in religions, the symbol of a pagan goddess wasn't necessarily going to cross over to a patriarchal, you know, system. But Bridget crossed over. She's still well-loved. She's well-loved as a pagan goddess, and she's well-loved as a saint. But there's some people who say it's not the same person, but I like the magic. So she, for me, is the goddess who was so beloved that she became a saint. There. You'll find people who will contest me. But these images, these secrets, is which tarot really is. The major arcana cards are big secrets, and the minor arcana are little secrets. My secret right now is there's a very powerful feminine energy where we get our strength. Strength in tarot connects to not Hercules, not I can lift this big boulder, but persistence, calm, deliberation, to tame the wild beast within yourself. So I'm turning it upright to say that we will address our nightmares and our shadows. We will claim our power with the Six of Wands. And for sure, we will tap into our inner strength with the goddess Bridget lighting the way with the flame in her hand. It's her ego. She's let it go. Very powerful reading. For a very powerful night. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. And that was, I believe, just such a powerful confirmation for anybody listening right now that it's going to be okay. And do I hear Life Coach today getting ready to join me?
Yes, you do. You are so intuitive. And we got somebody else. I'm trying to sneak up on you, but you busted me. So, Lori is on the line, and she wants to just say something to her big sis.
Hi, sister. I love you.
Hello, my baby.
I love
sister.
You so much.
Okay.
I love you too, sister.
You're always, sister, you're always blessing us with gifts, and I want you to know that you are a gift to all of us, and we love you so much. And let me tell you what I think about when I think about love. Love is Mama Linda allowing Daddy to name you Celeste Morgan. You are the only one of Daddy's children that he actually named. And yes, he's gone to a better places, but I just want you to know that you are living the life that God wants you to live. You give love. You don't only receive love. You give love, sis, and you pass it on as a gift to others. You bless everybody who you come in contact with, and that's what we were designed to do. We're open vessels to serve God and to share his love, and you do it every single day that you open your mouth up, and I'm so proud of you. I thank God for you, and I love you so much, and I want you to know that you are a gift to me, and I love you so much, sister.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lori. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm at a loss for words.
No, don't be. Be strong, baby, because every time you open your mouth, you bless us. this show is so beautiful because it's about love, and you are an expression of love, and I love you for that.
I love
you. So thank you, and please, if you feel like it, can you read me?
I know that's right.
Because I heard you playing, girl, and I want to play too. So come on, read your sister.
All right now. Wow. Okay. Nine of Swords, Six of Wands, and the Strength card, because I need to be able to remember that. All right. I'm going to shuffle these cards again. Oh, my goodness. And my cat is walking around here in the dark.
Hi, Cleo. Okay.
All right. It's my pleasure, Lori. Love to read for my family. Wow. All right. My sis. So I'm shuffling as we speak. I like to do them three times. Because six may be the number of creation, but three is the number of creativity. So I'm getting settled here. And I'm going to pull three cards.
Come on, big brother. I think we need to take a breath because this might be confirmation of our conversation earlier. My great
earlier.
Job. I'm sorry, sis.
I know it's going to be, so don't even say that because it's going to be. I know it is.
Okay, okay. Let me be quiet. I'm so excited.
I cannot tell.
Love is in the air.
And I just
love is in the air. Okay.
You know, you heard me shuffle these cards three times, right?
Just let God use you, honey. Let God use you.
Okay, I just want to say that for the record. All right, since what I see, I've got the Nine of Swords again. So the key for you is to let go of worry and stress in your life. Nine of Swords is about a woman dealing with her nightmares and her concerns and her challenges. Okay? Now, to the left, to the left, I got a Son of Swords. This could be a man in your life. It could be your masculine energy. You're going to have to tap into that. But the Son of Swords in the Mother Peace Tarot cards is someone who is focused on the gold and not looking at the flowers. So there's a unbalance with this card. He's like a really strong conqueror energy. That is just like, oh, you know, watch him, be careful. Because he has a like a Roman guard costume over him. So that's someone who's about domination. And instead of looking at where his feet are going, he's crushing the flowers. He has a bird in his hand that he's killed. He's not even really dealing with it in a way that is affirming, you know, he's crushed a life out of this bird. He has a sword in his hand, and his eye is focused on gold. He's not looking at where he's walking, and he's focused on money and on, and that would really represent focus on earthly desires. So I don't know what that energy is. It's to the left, though, so it's just simply a warning at this moment. And then
we're going to keep
what?
I said we're going to keep that. I'm thinking to the left, to the left. We're going to keep that to the left.
In her Beyonce voice. And then this card that really represents you, the Three of Wands. Now, I said three is the number of creativity. It's a mother who's passing on generational lessons to her little ones. She's teaching them how to paint. And this paint is really about remembering the legacy of the family. It's reversed, though, so there's some energy that you need to work on to make sure that you're staying true in your role as mother, guide. And here's the important thing for you to remember, that in tarot, just like dreams, I believe that we represent everything that's on a card, okay? So I think it's interesting. There are two children on this card. You do have two kids, but I also would invite you to consider if there are ways that you need to take care of yourself to nurture and minister to the little girl within you, or the little girl and perhaps little boy within you, because we're both all masculine and feminine. So we can take this out and talk about you being in your role as a mother, but we can also take this inward and think about, okay, how am I mothering myself? So you got the Nine of Swords, we've got a Sun of Swords, and then we have the Three of Wands. You know, all powerful messages. But at the end of the day, I really think it's a question about taking care of Lori, baby sis.
Yeah,
is there anything in that that you're like, I don't get that, sis, what is that?
No, girl, you just read me. I mean, everything was real. It really was. And that was amazing. But you just read me, sis. Thanks for broadcasting.
Okay, I'll be calling you later. I bet you
want
to do another reading on the air.
Thank you for broadcasting me on the air.
I love you so much, girl.
I love you, too.
I'm right here.
I'll call you later. Okay, baby. Thank you, big brother. I love you guys. Later, y'all.
I love you, too. Wow, Life Club today. What an amazing experience that my baby sister jump in like that. I mean, it almost feels like a book, you know, like, you know how you have bookshelves and, you know, these markers on the bookshelves, and like you have a beginning and an ending, my radio mom and then my baby sis, which is really powerful. But again, you know, your life is your ministry, and the people that you have around you are your teachers and your students. It's such a beautiful walk. You have anything you want to chime in and say as we get close to releasing the show? Let's go today. Okay, I guess that would be. Okay, I guess that would.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. I'm like, do you have something you'd like to share?
I said, okay, she just talked. Okay, well, I was saying, you know, your sister wanted to give you love. She called me before, so I told her, don't press one. She can just sneak in on you. And, you know, and Denise called at the beginning, so that sometimes as teachers, spiritual teachers, healers, and the kind of work, this kind of spiritual work, there's a tendency, I know, I speak for myself, that we leave ourselves out because we're always there for others. And it's such a beautiful thing when others shine that love, that light on us, saying, hey, you deserve it. You deserve all the love and more, even from those who are going to listen on the archive. And just saying yes to your ministry, saying yes to your life, this can and will inspire people on so many levels, but also knowing that, you know, just finding the balance. As you said before, you said something like that about finding the balance and knowing when to push, when not to push, and be there. You know, because generally we kind of hide our griefs, our grief and vulnerability, but to still show up. So this is the deal. The world needs to. We need more people who are soft. We need more people who are, you know, smooth, not hard, and nobody can get to me. We don't need that anymore. We see what that's created. We need people who are going to open up their heart and say, I'm scared. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how I'm going to get through it. I'm vulnerable. I'm tender. That's where we all get to support each other. So thank you for being an example of healing and continuing to do your work.
Thank you, Life Coach, today. And I'm wondering, I'm not trying to take the spot. I mean, it is funny. Maybe we'll do a show about, are you comfortable in the spotlight? Really? No, I'm not. But even though I'm here. Okay. But what I'm really looking forward to is if you can share a little bit about having C.A. Brooks join you tomorrow, and what is that going to be like?
You know, I am at this place where I really believe it's all about a soul journey. And we're all going through all different kind of experiences. Sometimes we judge ourselves, we beat ourselves up. But for me, I'm living in a magic. I'm reminding myself that there are things going on that are just part of a planetary agreement, that there are things going on that are just part of your soul's intention. So for me, the show with Sia Brooks tomorrow is really just shining more light on it, that we can learn to be easy on ourselves. And even into tarot card reading or not, if you, you know, if your relationship with God is not like you want it to be, if you're not meditating regularly, but just right where you are, understand it is divine. So for me, it's a continuation of the work. It's a continuation of, you know, I part of my mission is to help people to just be gentle. I'm real clear about that. Be gentle, because just because you think you're out of control doesn't mean your life is not in control, you know? So just reminding people of that. Just really realizing it may feel like everything's out of control, but just, you know, your life is in control because there is a master plan that's controlling every movement. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun. What are you going to do?
And
you're
so wrong. Oh, yeah, it's going to be your turn. I was going to give the title of the show, Your Soul's Intention, Astrologically Speaking with C.A. Brooks, who's from 1-2 Radio or 1-2 House.
1-2 Radio, 1-2 Listens, 1-2 House, everything 1-2. 1-2, let go.
But I'm really looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Should be fun. Should be fun.
It should be. Wow. Well, it's been wonderful to come back. I'm looking forward to next week. So I'm staying in the now. But I think the hardest show is your first show when you come back after having a wee bit of a hiatus. So I really appreciate those of you in the archives who come back and listen, and those of you who join me live, my radio mom, my baby sis, some Carly in the chat room. And love and happiness.
You
know I'm gonna do it.
You're right. I know, right? I know you got a few minutes, a minute or so. You've got music in the background. What is it like to be loved through your sister, through Denise?
Oh,
on air, what's it like to be loved, to receive the love?
It's such a gift, especially as I move through my transition, and I don't really have the words. I mean, I think I almost have to go back and re-listen because, you know, to have your radio mom that you met in 1979 and to have the sisters that you met in 2005 jump on the air on the same show to shower love on you is a gift that you just don't even know what to do with. You know, I'm grateful a day, and I'm trying to unfold in life like you told me to. You told me that. You know. So let me let them know who's underneath us.
Yeah, I hope it's not too loud on your end. It's low on my end for some reason. So I hope it's not too loud.
You can jump it up. You can pull it up. You can pull it up. You want to hear the rest of the song, y'all going to have to hurry up and jump on the phone. But this is Julie Dexter.
I'm out.
Transitions, juliedexter.com. Remember to love yourself. And join me back here again, 8 p.m. next Sunday for more Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. Have a beautiful night, family. I'll see you soon.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.